Wake Up with Darren, Kerry and Skye.
And it is the next week. The last week, most of us were paralyzed with fear. WhatsApp groups were filled with videos of chaos and looting. And then things changed a little bit. Videos started circulating of people doing good things. It was amazing. People helping helping us restore our faith in humanity.
Last week we spoke to Michael Cairns, who was the bagpipe man. He was playing the bagpipe at one of the community barricades. And then soon after that, we got another video that started circulating. This one of a woman who is playing the piano in the middle of, I mean, what looks like a war zone, really.
It is a war zone, because I know where it is. But we have Jenny Bowes, who was that woman, or is that woman, who was absolutely amazing with that piano. Jenny, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning,
hi,
Jenny.
Jenny,
hello.
For those who don't know where the video was taken and when, can you please tell us?
Yeah, sure. So it was taken at a storage facility in Waterfall at the Bracken Hill facility. And it was on Thursday afternoon after, being there the whole day, trying to salvage a lot of my brother's things. My brother Chris lives in Dubai, and he was one of the people hit hard there amongst the lot. And, so it was on Thursday afternoon after a really, really tough, personally emotional day.
And it didn't look like anything had survived the looting. It was like every single door was broken. Everything was dragged out. Yeah. Everything was either burnt or destroyed. And then there was this lone piano standing in the middle there. Whose piano was that? Is that your piano?
Crazy. No. So, my brother's facility was the road just before that, and after a really hectic day, my husband and my cousins and I were trying to salvage my brother's things, and we were exhausted, pumping headache, and I went down to just take a photo in the next row. There was a speedboat and a truck burnt to a cinder, and it was just so shocking to see. And my cousin had sent me an image of this piano the evening before, and it just broke me. I sobbed myself to sleep, and I happened to just peek around the corner, and there she was, this lone piano, and it was like it was just calling me. It was I was like a magnet to this thing, and I called. Piano's cheese like a boat, she was just there, standing there calling, and I didn't play anything. I just had to go up to her, and just, I didn't know what I was gonna play. I just started playing.
But that's what I wanted to ask you, Jenny, is that there's some people I know that can have, they've got one song that they can play, and they play that song. You seem, however, to actually know piano to the point that it seems like you two are sisters. Now, the song that you played, you just said you didn't even plan it. You weren't making it up on the spot, were you?
I'm a piano teacher. I play by ear. I have most of my life, and have been in worship for most of my life, and So those songs come naturally to me, and I wasn't even thinking. I just felt so brokenhearted and so burdened, and I mean, this piano is just, I mean, this piano has definitely seen the Second World War. It's been around. It's so damaged, so broken. The keys, it just, and it was almost like I felt so broken. This piano is just been sitting there in storage and for such a time as this, and it was a place of kind of sanctuary for me, my own soul, and that piano is just such a gift to me personally, and I'm overwhelmed.
Well, Jenny, the video of you playing this lone piano amidst all of that rubble and destruction has gone viral. Oh. How are you dealing with your newfound success?
It was not my success, so I tell you, this is just God orchestrated. I didn't do this, it was a moment in time that obviously was meant to be, and I'm just so grateful that, good news can spread so fast, wildfire,
Jenny,
and we know how bad news can spread.
This
is awesome.
Well, Jenny, everyone's loving the video of you and your piano. We have it up on our website as well, if you want to see which one we're talking about. And from all of us, we just want to thank you, Jenny, for giving us just this little moment of lightness, of beauty in what seemed like just unrelenting chaos. Thank you, Jenny.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.